Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Tonight's subject is brutalization. This is part two of a earlier podcast that we did. I'm your host, Shabaka Sankara, again, coming to you from Sacramento, California. And I'm the executive producer, along with our co-host, the Mad Dr. D, producer. Greetings, Hello? Mad Dr. D. Are you there, sir?
He just stepped out. He'll be right back.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Yes, I'm here. Who is it?
This is Dee Dee.
Hey, Dee Dee, how are you doing this evening? Okay.
I'm good.
All righty, folks. Okay. All righty, folks. Okay. Yeah, dude, back to popular demand and high volume that we had on this show earlier about an hour ago. We had a few callers and we had some great speakers that came on. So what we're doing is we're doing part two of this show. So please give us a call at 646-564-9630. Press 1 to speak live on the air. So as we were talking about the brutalization, and we did it in four parts. The first part, for our first 15 minutes, we were talking about the transatlantic slave trade, the kidnappings of our people from the shores of the continent coming into the Americas, the brutalization of the plantation system. Then we went off into the second segment of our show, which was the brutalization of the Jim Crow era from 1865 to 1965. Then we went into police brutality, and we're continuing because we had an overwhelming amount of callers, and a lot of them didn't get a chance to express themselves. So what I'm going to do is pretty much take the back seat and allow our callers to call in and express themselves. This show tonight is uncensored. Express how you honestly feel. And this is Shabaka's Black Experience, once again, enhanced. So, therefore, we're waiting on Mad Dr. D to get back into our studio. And please, callers, give us a call. Express how you honestly feel. And we were talking about the effects of the brutalization and how it has us brutalizing each other. So therefore, with all this internalized hatred that came to us off of the plantation system, okay, we're going to continue it. It's because we were speaking with one young man from San Bernardino, California, down in the deserts of Southern California, that brought up some very, very good points. And if that young man is still there, please call back in. And those who didn't have a chance to call in, please call in and press 1 to speak live on the air. Okay, so we're waiting on the Mad Dr. D to return in the meantime. But as I was saying, is that the modern-day police departments had evolved from the padded rollers or the slave catchers during slavery in the United States. And then there was one gentleman, you know, that had called in mentioning the Republican Party and the Democratic Party and the Confederate flag. But as far as I am concerned, the U.S. flag and the Confederate flag are the same, because both of them are red, white, and blue, and both of them are dedicated to the destruction of African peoples here in the United States. And they're doing this to us systematically. They're poisoning our water. They're giving us these GMO foods, which is further brutalization. In addition to, they're criminalizing the black male for being, you know, a provider for his family. Also, to being the head of his household, and also, too, for him raising his children. But on this note right here that I want to mention is that in Buffalo, New York, a young woman had taken her children out of the public school systems of Buffalo and she is homeschooling her children. She filled out the proper paperwork to have her children homeschooled, and thus in turn the Department of Child Protective Services there had took her children away from her and put them into foster care. So what we have to realize, ladies and gentlemen, is that this is definitely a sinister plot. It's pre-planned, and they're doing it. They have us dumbed down by watching all this stupid shit on social media, the bullshit they show over the idiot box, and then in turn are poisoning our water, giving our children these vaccines that's causing disease in them. And also, too, the same thing with this cancer business as well, too, is because what's happening with it is that the big money is made in the treatment of cancer and not the cure. Also, too, I want to give a shout-out to all the RBGs up there in the Pacific Northwest up there on Black Eye Stand Radio. They did a very, very good show earlier this afternoon, in which I called in and commented on, is because they're getting ready to have the great debate between Malik Zulu Shabazz and also to Dr. Cornell West. And as I stated on that show right here, I'm going to make a few comments on it as well. What we have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have to control our own means of production and distribution. We have to control our own means of education. We have to control our own means of protecting ourselves. It is because white America, electing this dump, Donald Trump, and I don't call him Trump, I call him the dump, as in human excrement, commonly referred to as shit. And that is exactly what it is. Other people are out here calling him Agent Orange, and this bastard does not know what he's doing. He is a loose cannon. He should not have the powers that he has as the President of the United States. But, however, this is how white America honestly feels. And there's an old saying in South Central Los Angeles, never apologize for how you honestly feel. Mad Dr. D, are you with us, sir?
He's not back yet. He'll be back soon.
Okay. All righty. Okay, Dee Dee, do we have any callers on our board?
Not yet. I'm looking. I'll let you know.
Okay. All righty. So therefore, okay. All right, folks. So please call in at 646-564-9630. And we were talking about the brutalization of the passage of our ancestors coming here to the Americas across the water. They came into South America, Central America, North America, the Caribbean, and they were brought here by the Portuguese, the Dutch, the British, the Spaniards, and the French. And from what I understand, is that New Orleans, Louisiana, was a major point of entry for our people here into the Americas. So was Charleston, South Carolina. So was Annapolis, Maryland. Now also, as Mr. Mick has said, who had called in earlier, about the political process here in the United States, we as a people, ladies and gentlemen, have to set up our own political infrastructures to offset this brutalization. It's because every year these fucking politicians come to us with this bullshit and they take the black vote for granted. Okay, it's because none of them have our interests at heart. And then I saw the dump at a news conference talking to a black reporter talking about he wants to meet and greet and have a sit down with the Congressional Black Caucus. First place, ladies and gentlemen, the Congressional Black Caucus is the biggest insult to our intelligence as a people here. It is because they do not represent our issues. All they want to do is sit up there, rub elbows with white politicians. And as I stated on my Facebook page, fuck all black ass politicians. And the reason why I'm saying this is because when we look at the presidency of the 44th president, he was more concerned about an alternative agenda than the police murdering our people. So therefore, if this here is getting out over the airwaves, anybody is welcome to call in at 646-564-9630. This show is uncensored, and it is uncensored for our people to get up here and to express how they really feel. Also, too, to emphasize their displeasure with the brutalization that has been happening to us in this country for the last 450 years. Now, I want to take some time on the self-brutalization that we're doing, of where we're going out here, killing each other over bullshit, killing ourselves over territories and streets that we do not own. And we have to sit back, look at ourselves, and we have to heal from within. It's because, as I've stated on previous podcasts, is that 150 years is very, very old for a person, but it's still very, very young for a nation. So therefore, as we evolve, we have to change our mindset. We also have to change our imagery. It's because Hollywood, you know, keeps perpetuating that bullshit about us. Got our women up there looking ratchet. Got us men sitting up there looking stupid. And what have you. Mad Dr. D, are you there?
He's not here yet. Hold on.
Nah, stand by, folks, for about 2 minutes. We're trying to get Mad Dr. D here back on air.
Hello?
Yeah, Mad Dr. D, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all righty, okay, Mad. Yeah, I hear you. Okay, yeah, Mad Dr. D is up.
I was on the phone talking to him, in L.A., you know, we're talking about the one you got in contact with. Hello?
Okay, so therefore, yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I was just talking to my boy T just now.
Okay.
Alrighty. And I told him I'm going to talk to him after broadcast right now. Anyway,
okay, did you ask him to call in?
No, he said if he doesn't want to talk in, I'll tell you why, but I'll talk to you that later about that. But anyway.
All right. Okay. Moving right along.
Yeah. But anyway, now let's go back to this brutalization part two. Now.
Yes, sir.
Think
go ahead.
Wait and see after Trump finishes with ass. Because, see, the brutalization is always happening. Ain't nothing new about that. You know, and I'm not going to elaborate on certain things about that because our thing is we need to start brutalizing each other. That's the main problem, you know.
Exactly.
And because I know he was mentioning a little incident about how this guy shot this guy 25 times and this and that and things like that. You know,
that was
a guy
by the name.
What about the gangbanger that shoot indiscriminately and a bullet goes through somebody's house and kills somebody's 3-year-old, you know?
Oh, yes, which is quite common.
The old guy walking down, the little fucking homeless guy, somebody go by there and setting them on fire. Or things like that. Now, that's brutal, you know?
That's very brutal.
Because remember that time that cop, beat that lady up on the freeway.
Yeah, that dude was on the Santa Monica Freeway over there by the La Brea Avenue exit. I saw that. That was the highway patrol officer where he's beating this woman with a closed fist.
Well, she made $4 million.
Okay, but she got $4 million, but
the question is, as he still didn't he escaped jail time. Because he
right,
should
exactly.
be somebody needs to be whooping his ass. You know.
Right.
He should take his house, he should take his ass, and he should go in jail. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then he should do another 20 years. You know, for every
oh, yeah,
hit
absolutely.
He should do a year.
Absolutely, because he hit that woman with closed fists. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that video. And that there was ridiculous. And then not to mention the fact.
There was no reason for him to even that act of that to just be on somebody like that. You wouldn't do that to a dog. You know, it's funny.
Exactly.
They wouldn't do to it. If you go right now and you go down the street, and you kick somebody's dog, you're going to jail.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
with a felony.
As a matter of fact, 2 days ago, 2 days ago.
Okay, Mad Dr. D, it sounds like you're drowning. Mad Dr. D, it sounds like you're drowning. You need to speak into your microphone, sir.
Hold on. All right, let's see if I can adjust this thing.
Yeah, you sound perfect right there.
Okay. They had this, I know what it was. Anyway, they had this, I saw them on Facebook or whatever the hell, TV.
Right, it
somebody
was on Facebook, had, yeah.
No, they took, you know, somebody took two dogs and threw them in the trash.
Okay.
Right? And somebody passed by with those threw them in the trash, with the green trash can, and there were two dogs in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they,
right.
they put, yeah, so they put the dogs out, and now they're on a hunt about who put them dogs in the trash. And whoever did
okay.
it is going to do some hard time. Now, this is a dog. This is a four-leg animal.
Right.
Now, if
right.
you say that so the crime is so horrific to them, that and it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fucked up thing to do. You know, but
right.
but yet, you can stand there, the cops can stand there and cage you. I hate when they take dogs on people. And then the dog chews.
Yeah.
Have a dog. Even when people surrender, the dog is still chewing them, you know.
Yeah.
And then when you try to swing, and then but you're not supposed to swing back. It's your instinct to swing back when you're attacked with a dog, cat, rat,
right.
whatever the fuck. It's your instinct.
Right.
But yeah, you're supposed to lay there and be chewed on, you know. Now,
right.
how brutal is that, you know?
Oh, very brutal.
Yeah.
And the sad part about it is, is that the victim who's being chewed by this dog, if he was to attack this dog or swing back on this dog or even shoot this dog or even stab this dog, then what you're being charged with is a crime against a police officer. Now, you see, this is ludicrous. How is a dog going to be a police officer? A sworn peace officer does not speak English, is not human. You see, this is the hypocrisy of this bullshit. You see what I mean? Which is brutalization. And then you get some of these individuals who swore to uphold the law, like this guy Slager down in South Carolina that murdered a man that was captured on video. And he shot this person four times, and then he tried to plant his taser on the homicide victim that he had just shot and killed. And fortunately, he was videotaped. Yeah, this dude's name was Slager. This happened shortly before that bastard Dylan Roof had went and shot up that church in South Carolina. And it is my opinion, and I will announce it here on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, that Dylan Roof and every fucking thing that he loved should have been burned to the damn ground with that bullshit. And this is what I mean about how they got us lullabied as a people. In other words, like I said on part one of our podcast tonight, everybody who sits up there and says that they don't see color, color damn sure sees our black asses. Go ahead, man, Dr. D, as you were saying.
Who's going to believe that bullshit, man? You know, you don't
yeah.
see color. Yeah, they see red, motherfucker. Yeah, if you believe anything
right.
else. Yeah, they don't see color.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
exactly.
All
right. And what this is part of the lullaby process, as I was explaining to the young man, you know, who had called up on the part one of our episode tonight, you see. And so, like I said, callers, give us a call at 646-564-9630. Press 1 to speak live on air with us. Shabaka Sankara, your host and executive producer, along with the Mad Dr. D, our co-host and producer. So the thing is that the mindset of what we have today, as Mad Dr. D was saying earlier, is that the brutalization now of what we do to ourselves. As you had mentioned about these guys go out here, pull these damn drive-bys, and then they miss the individual they are going after, and then a little baby receives a bullet in the head. I know some more worse than that. What about this dude in the city of Chicago last year that lured this 8-year-old child into an alley and shot him 6 times because his father was in a rival gang?
Right.
He shoot and killed an 8-year-old child in the city of Chicago.
They couldn't get to they couldn't get to him, so they fucked up the baby, little boy. But you know what?
You're right.
Me personally, I have a firsthand knowledge of this. And when I was I'd say 6-7 years old, I was I'm from a rural city named Camden, New Jersey. Which is when we're sitting for a flat, you know, believe me, that's the asshole in the world. But keep it long story short, I was sitting on the porch, and to reach the potatoes, we used to take popsicle sticks and we twist them up, and we make little fires and we throw them, and when it hit the wall, it explodes, you know. Then you go, yeah, you know, we're getting into this more together. All right, so anyway, so there's 3 teenagers across the street looking at me. And I was so they did a little hug, so they walked on the street to me. And he says, "Hey, little boy, there's some possible sex over here." You know? And they must have been about 15, 17 years old or better. And I was about 7 years old. Anyway, and they said, "Well, no, that's okay. I have some possible sex." And they said, "No, come on out here." And I says, "No." I said, "Plus I'm not on a porch." My mom said, "I can't come on the porch." And she took my ass off the porch. They snatched me off my porch, drove me down to the alleyway, stretched me out. Then they had nerve. They got mad because I tried to fight them back. I tried to fight them, you know, get back to the house.
Right.
The house, trying to get to the house. But they took me in the alleyway and they beat the dog shit out of me. You know, just for the fun of it. You know.
Okay, man, Dr. D, you're fading in and out. Could you repeat your last statement, please?
I said I was they stretched me out, put me in the alleyway, and the teenagers beat the dog shit out of me because it was funny. You know, it was a joke to them. And then they hear him laughing away, running as they was running away. So they fought me, beat me up. You know, I mean, they beat the hell out of me. But, you know, I'm 7 years old. And he's a teenager. You know, and I remember, I never seen him before in my life, you know. And, then I finally made it home, they never did get caught. But this is the type of thing that one or two people, you know what I mean, and I think it's a little kid. This thing still goes on now. You know, it still goes on now, because nobody knows who their real enemy is. So they had to create an enemy. You know, and prove and call themselves men. You know, all you are is a bunch of little fat. You know, because if you want to take a little kid and beat the shit out of them, you think it's funny. You know, I mean, what kind of shit? Like, even gang members has more pride than that. He's supposed to. You know, certain things you're not supposed to do. You know, it's supposed to be, I mean, it's like what they say, there's rules or even more. And most of gangs supposed to have some type of standard, you know.
Right.
At least they should have one, you know. But they don't. I don't get it, you know. But if you want to be there, you want to play bad, go to Iraq and play with them idiots. People shoot back, you know. Go there with the people shoot back, you know. and see how tough you really are.
Well, I agree with you on that one right there because, yeah, that's ludicrous. You say, yeah, that there is totally ludicrous. But once again, it's the brutalization that we do to each other, which we're going to focus on this segment right here of our of part two of our show. It's because with all that garbage that we've been through on the plantation system, with the Jim Crowism, what has happened is that now we have internalized our hatred toward each other. They say, and that, you know, is ridiculous. And then, too, is that these so-called...
It's a day-to-day basis. And it depends where you at. Actually, it doesn't even depend where you at anymore. It's just like, we're already scared of life as it is. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, a lot of people, come on, come back and bring this guy. Go take some of the rain, guy. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Or when you try to get some damn where they stop you from getting there.
that was inflicted upon us. off that plantation system has become internalized. Now, what do I mean by internalized? I mean is that what we're doing to each other, of how we hate ourselves, how we degrade ourselves, and you don't see other groups of people doing this. And then to really add insult to injury is that you would have these individuals who would sit up there, get with OTBs, meaning other than black, and brutalize their own. You see, oh yeah. Now that's a new trend, you know, that I'm seeing. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, doing part two of our subject matter of brutalization. Please give us a call at 646-564-9630. I'm your host and executive producer, Shabaka Sankara, along with our co-host and producer, the Mad Dr. D, who's coming to us from Southern California this evening.
The radio number is 626-564-9630. You know, this is my satellite, so we're going to be out there. So speak up, you know, exactly, because we're being heard, Mad Dr. D, okay, we're being heard here in the U.S., we're being heard in Australia.
We're being heard in parts of West Africa, and we're being heard in the United Kingdom as well, too. So, therefore, folks, what you could do, if you can't call us in, what you could do is go to the like page, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and message us your comments as well, too, and your thoughts. And do feel free to post up on my wall and on the Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced page of subject matters that you would like to discuss, subject matters that you would like to hear discussed, and any suggestions that you got, you know, for any upcoming shows that we will be doing in the future. But once again, getting down now to the self-brutalization. Now, how we always are making it a point to put each other down, rather than be in the streets, in the scholastic institutions, rather on this thing called the idiot box. And then also, too, just like that Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County there in Wisconsin, when this fool got up here and made the statement that police brutality does not exist. Okay. Also, too, he was brought before the a congressional panel, and it was a congressman there, you know, who was questioning this Sheriff Clark on this, and he made this clown look absolutely ridiculous. See, fools like that, we have to take away our attention. It's because currently going on with the dump being in office. You could best believe he definitely has, you know, something up his sleeve for us as a people. So, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome to call in with your comments, questions, and concerns at 646-564-9630. Press 1 to speak live on the air. Okay, Mad Dr. D, any comments?
Let's say once on it, a good while what you were saying, absolutely correct about that thing. But my thing is now, if you think it's brutal now, I'm going to tell you something about this. Let's just jump for Trump real quick. Let's just jump on Trump. Trump, so we can jump on him, because if he had it his way, he'll bring back the news.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And the rope, you know, and the pills, and the change. And I think that he's doing it in a way that we don't even know that it's going to happen, you know, because, you know, I mean, because what he's doing, I think, is he's actually, you know, he's throwing everybody off. He started little small fires, you know, to throw your game off. So while you don't understand that, meanwhile, you know, the cops are still doing what they're doing. You know, the blacks still doing what they're doing. And what he's doing is that the Biden conquer. You know?
Right.
It's simple. You know, it's a simple method because it always works. You know? And if he had it his damn way, I'm telling you, he will bring back the death penalty, you know, and you get it, and you'll probably get it for, remember they came with that three strikes law, and
right.
The first guy that was convicted because he, his third strike, he had a slice of pizza or something, was it? Something like that, was it?
Oh, yeah, well, the guy got 25 years, yeah. Yeah, for a slice of pizza, yeah. Yeah, when they first came out with that bullshit back in 1994, yeah.
You know, and that's all right there. It's brutal within itself because it should be, see, the punishment is supposed to fit the crime, you know.
Yeah.
And if somebody's hungry and you smell a slice of pizza, that's no fucking, are you serious? You know, I'm going to jail for a jackass, you know. I went to jail because my dog didn't have a license. You know, I went to jail because of fishing without a license. And my pole was leaving in the water. You know, so this kind of stuff that makes people evil, mean, tough, you know what I mean? There's a lot of things going on out here. And then you got the right idiot right there to sit there and perpetuate the actual act, because he has that motherfucking inquiry that he's executive power. You know, how far is that going to go? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, everybody's sitting back waiting for something to happen. But you know what? Hey, wake up, people. Things are already happening. You know? It's been happening. You know, I don't know what's going to take anymore, because lately we haven't heard any too many. All these this police whooping on people, shooting people. It's been happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not on the limelight anymore. That's all.
Right.
I believe it. The crime ain't changed. And you know, this is what's crazy crime now, as it's been yesterday, next week, last week, and last month, and next month. You know what I mean? I don't see nothing changing. But the whole thing about it is the media is too busy focusing. Trump is, and he's very slick, because he stays in sometimes on his mouth, all his cameras go that way on him.
Yeah.
And then it takes off the actual, what's really going on, you know, to the other end, he keeps shifting focus, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, people still killing each other, people still ain't helping each other, all the above, and that damn thing changed. If you ask me, I don't see nothing. You see anything different?
Nope. I really don't.
Yeah. I just, you know, just simple fact, the fact that we need to stop going for the okey-doke, man.
Yeah.
You know, because it really is.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know? What you do, whatever it is, you know, and all that. But the thing about it is, I think that it's brutal, the fact that you're not getting paid, or I'm not getting paid, or we're not getting paid on a scale that's fucking where it's respectable. You know?
Right.
But, you know, and no matter what you do, there should be a some type of standard, like your, mm-hmm. your white counterparts will get the exact money out of doing one thing, mm-hmm. and we ain't doing it. Now, what seems to be wrong with, there's something wrong with that picture, you know? And see,
there's a lot wrong with that picture.
See, I say brutalization comes in many forms, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you show up with, and then you end up with $50. What the hell are you going to do with $50? You know?
Yeah, man, come on, man. The only thing that is that there's just money to keep you broke. You see what I mean? And this is what I was talking about earlier, about the trade deficit that happens in our community. And then, too, is how many times, you know, that you see these businesses that are foreign-owned in the black community. And then when a black man goes into the same business where he's constantly been spending his money and offer his services to these business owners, the first thing they tell him is no. But then these foreign business owners will go to their people to go have them do the same work that this black man who's been spending his money in his establishment to do. You see? And then also, too, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give a shout-out there to New Era Chicago. I want to give a shout-out there to New Era Atlanta. And definitely we want to give a shout-out there to New Era Detroit that had a campaign going on there where they were providing the people near and around Flint, Michigan with clean water for them to drink. And then also, too, man, Dr. Dew, we're here in our last 7 minutes, and I'm going to start closing it out. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it is ludicrous and it is ridiculous of how they systematically are poisoning us with this contaminated water, of how they're forcing our children when they go into these public indoctrination centers called public schools to take all these vaccines, which in turn is giving them cancer and autism. It's also ludicrous of how they're feeding us all these GMOs and then also to these substandard products they're feeding us. In these community stores.
I'm gonna elaborate that real quick on that. Because you mentioned this before, and I'll let you know this one more time about this. This tuna, this from the bay that you said is coming.
Right.
It's coming all the way from Japan, and it's contaminated.
Right.
And they're still feeding it, so.
It's full of radiation. Yes, sir. And then also, too, is that they have showed photographs of sharks, you know, having all these multiple tumors around their mouths. They're also showing the dolphins where they're looking pink with yellow eyes. You see, so it is definitely fucking up the ecological system. Oh, yes, sir, without a doubt. And then not to mention the fact that all this rain that we're getting up here in Northern California, as you know, clouds form over the ocean, so quite naturally, of course, that the elements of which are the clouds are made of, this bullshit is getting off into that as well, too. And keep in mind is that they cannot stop it. It's because I believe what it is what they call a meltdown. And radiation, man, you know, has a life span of over like 10, 20,000 years. You see what I mean? So the only thing I want to say here as we close out, so congratulations to them bastards. You killed the fucking planet. You see? You killed the planet. Because I'd hate to be here 100 years from now, and I'm willing to bet you dollars to donuts, you will literally see a creature like Godzilla walking through Frisco Bay tearing down the Golden Gate Bridge. You know what I mean? Just like in the movie.
Was originated from, it was a lizard, and had some radiation, you know, and they mutated.
It was a mutation of, if I got it right, when they made the original Godzilla in the 1960s, that he was theoretically a element or a mutation from the atomic bomb that they had dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, exactly what it was.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you know, we can't in Tokyo. I'd be pissed too.
Right.
You know. But basically,
exactly.
You know, it's the same thing. You know, unless I think in the water, the other side of Port Louis, and the air escape takes really bad, the hell heaven. And we have water is right there, and there's nothing to the ocean anyway. So all that contamination stuff was right there in the ocean, you know. And they even tell you certain parts of the ocean, the area on Aknard and then toward the certain places there, they tell you not to eat the fish there, you know.
Right.
But, you know, they tell you to go, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but they get a small, tiny little fly that you probably wouldn't even notice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the planets. But then again, Mother Nature has a way of fighting back that spotlight, you know, damn storms. You know, I don't know what's going on. If you see all those vapor trenches, airplanes, they're actually seeding clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran across somebody who actually had proved that theory, and they actually. They just fly over the clouds, and they create rain. You know, now where you're at, don't you think it's getting a little bit more rain than normal?
Yeah, it is. It's because actually, man, you know, is that it's kind of like you're not seeing the sun anymore here. And then although the rain, you know, has taken a small break, but, you know, they got four more days of it coming up. And it's overwhelming up here because, as you know, up there in Chico, California, you know, they had the dam situation right there. And then down here in the Sacramento area, you have a lot of waterways, you know, up here that goes into what they call the San Joaquin Delta, and a lot of them are flooded over. And then, too, along the banks of these waterways, you had a lot of the homeless people that camp out along them. So quite naturally, of course, you know, their tents and very few possessions that they have, you know, have gotten washed away. You see, the winds have been very, very high here. The rain has been blowing sideways. You see what I mean? And then I even think I did a live feed one time, you know, in the rain up here about a month ago. And then the little umbrella I had blew up out my hand. That shit there looked like the damn house in the Wizard of Oz, man. You know, just blew up in the air. You know? Yeah. Yeah, you know, so therefore, yeah, so, you know, they definitely got some type of fuckery going on, yeah, without a doubt, you know. And so then, too, is that once again, you know, they try to dummy us down, you know, try to get us to think that we're stupid, you know what I mean? And insult our intelligence, just like with the dump, you know, being elected to president. And then the funny part that I want to say, you know, before we sign off, because we are winding down, man, Dr. D, and let the people know that this is Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced Part 2 of Brutalization of a previous podcast we did about an hour ago. So, get in touch with me at Shabaka San Corral on my Facebook page. Also, too, check out my like page at our like page at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. And message us, leave us there with your comments, what you think of our shows, how we can improve our shows, and the subject matter that you would like to hear in the future. Okay? Mad Dr. D, your closing comments, sir.
Yes, and also we'll be back on the air on a regular basis on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the time in California, Southern California, you know. So on the East Coast, I mean, it'll be 11 o'clock in the evening. And the rest of the world, you guys, you know, just call in, you know. But on Wednesday, 8 o'clock, the man in the this is, Rebecca Shore's Black Experience Enhanced. So you guys need to call in. And we'll probably be having a trivial question every now and then. And you might win $50, maybe $25, you know. So keep it tuned. We'll give you guys the date and time and the actual show when that will be happening.
And what they could do, and then what they could do, man, Dr. D, is check our like page at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhances, because when we publish our shows and when we create our shows and produce our shows, that there is our first location of where we post our shows. So this is Shabaka Sankaral along with the Mad Dr. D. I'm signing off from Sacramento, California, and Mad Dr. D. All right, close us out.
All right, then. May you guys have a good day and a better day tomorrow. This is Mad Dr. D saying, mañana. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right.